Now that the academic year has come to a close, what better reading could you have than a big, fat, juicy academic novel? This is The Raising by Laura Kosciuszko, who teaches at the University of Michigan and recently did two separate talks and appearances here at MSU.
An academic mystery.
Well, it's not just an academic mystery. It's more a literary novel with crime folded in. And it's about love and sex and lies and research, of course, because it's an academic novel. And it's set at a university a bit like U of M. In a residential college, a bit like the residential college there, but really it's like any big university in a big college town. And it's the story of a sorority member who's killed in a car accident, and then people start seeing her all over campus.
It sounds mighty ghostly.
It definitely has a touch of the supernatural, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but I have to tell you that this is a book that clocks in at over 450 pages, and I could have read 50 or 100 more. It is that compelling.
Not to give too much away, but you are also the author of some mysteries set on a college campus.
Yes, I am. The Nick Hoffman Mystery
Series. Nick Hoffman Mystery Series. And so it seems to me that you would be the ultimate person to be looking at this book, given that you've also been in that genre yourself. What do you think has to happen for that kind of writing to be successful, especially for a reader who may or may not be involved with a college campus or perhaps has never even gone to college or been in that situation?
Well, your curiosity has to be piqued, and this book does it immediately because someone sees a car accident, and when she reads the newspaper reports and finds out what the police are saying, she realizes that everybody is lying about what happened. And that would get anyone interested. But even if you're not a fan of crime fiction in the widest sense of the term, anyone who loves a gorgeously written novel will love The Raising. It is so beautifully written, and the author is a poet, you can tell it, that you will find yourself going back, reading passages, and in fact wanting to read them aloud to someone who appreciates literature as much as you do. I keep hearing complaints that literary fiction is boring and repetitious and isn't about anything much. This really is a literary novel, and it is fantastic.